trainers are key for preventing injuries as well. And Alaska is one of only three states that does not require athletic trainers to be part of the high school sports program.
One of the biggest problems with injuries are re-injuries. And improper rehabilitation can, you know, you can have a very high incidence of re-injury. So that's very costly to insurance. It's costly to time loss. It's costly in pain to the and suffering to the patient.
Increasingly, schools are realizing the value to have an athletic trainer on their staff. That's somebody that the kids can talk with, the kids get used to, familiar with, because the coaches aren't always the person who know about injuries and how to prevent injuries and how to treat injuries.
When I first came out of college, you know, if you had an anterior cruciate reconstruction, they would cut you from right below your knee to about mid-thigh because they were going to take out a big piece of tissue out of your IT band on the outside of your leg. They made a ligament out of it. We casted those things for 6 months, didn't let them move, and now you get surgery and you're moving the next day. So, I mean, it's, you know, we do things now arthroscopically. That's really evolved.
I remember one coach saying to me many years ago, yeah, kids just aren't as tough nowadays. The other thing that we had in Alaska, especially with the 3A, the seasons are so short, and there is a lot of pressure to get them back. But, you know, my concern always first is, you know, making sure the kid is safe, and then everything else falls after that.